The ad from Americans for Prosperity shows no images of Governor Scott Walker or Democratic challenger Mary Burke, and it never mentions either of them by name. Instead, it picks up where the group left off in ads that ran during the recall campaign, talking in positive terms about the Act 10 collective bargaining law.
How do we build a better Wisconsin? It starts with strong leadership in Madison.
Wisconsin passed real budget reform that puts taxpayers first, and it's working.
A spokesman for Americans for Prosperity said the group would spend $866,000 on the TV ads. University of Wisconsin La Crosse political science professor emeritus Joe Heim says it's still early for political ads, but there are benefits to advertising now.
It lays the foundation for the campaign. There's increasing evidence that the closer you spend money to a campaign, at the date of the campaign, the more likely you're going to interfere with other ads. And therefore, they've got the feel to themselves right now.
Asked about the latest ad during a stop at a construction site, Burke said it did not affect her.
My game plan is to make sure that the people of Wisconsin get to know me, get to know the type of governor I'd be, the values that I have, and that's what's going to win this race.
It's hardly the first ad run on Walker's behalf. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce started running ads last year, and the Republican Governors Association has run several commercials attacking Burke. Walker and Burke have also run their own ads, though Democratic groups have largely kept quiet so far. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.